Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about renting construction equipment will turn out to be a prolific in a long run. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction business has been continuously doing well for the last many years, though it is haunted by certain ups and downs and can be said to be a part of any business. It has been fruitful business for many who have managed to strive through the downs of the market. You know, the housing market affected everybody in the worldwide. Similarly, there are many people who are becoming part of this industry, and the constant hunt of quality of heavy equipment is a must. Since heavy equipment is a high-priced item, most contractors find it difficult to purchase it, and therefore they depend heavily on companies that give them on rent, like people like us at B&R Equipment. Now, this particular need of heavy equipment has given rise to another business that is renting construction equipment. So, people who know about the construction machines can also see a career in this business. As a matter of fact, many operators and mechanics have come together and started their own business through partnerships. They see huge profits, and many of them are also doing well. Next, people who are about heavy equipment should get into it. People who know about heavy equipment should get into it. You know, again, here we go. Renting construction equipment business may be not for everybody. It is perhaps only for them who have had sound knowledge about the heavy equipment and has worked in a respectful industry for quite a long time. People who have studied and worked the construction equipment will also understand the requirements of their clients and in turn will be able to get the right stuff for them to give them the correct advice. It may be risky for guys who completed their studies in heavy machinery and wanting to give it a shot. They may take lack of experience, and this industry requires a lot of experience, so there's a wider chance of losing their clients. Again, you know, get the knowledge first before you want to go out and do that. Go work for someone that has a heavy equipment rental house. You know, learn. You know, power is, you know, to learn and listen and get a mentor. You know, sometimes people will be willing to help you. There are many people who are ready to take your clients and serve them. Also, it's definitely not for folks who do not have absolutely any knowledge about heavy equipment. They may end up losing all their money and they have invested into that business. Again, do your homework. Do your homework. See what the clients want to rent. You know, go around, check it out, see what people are renting. Next, do not expect profits in the first few years. It is not to be wise thing to expect profits in the first few years, though there is very chance for you to incur profits, but setting up experience may not be the right way to take this further. Profits will happen once you gain a momentum in your business, and a minimum comes only when you stick to your business for a long, long time. People start recognizing you for your work, and more people will turn up to take construction machines on rent. You got to give them time to know you. If there are any other players, you have to prove that you are better than them, and you can't achieve that in a fortnight. You know, you got to do your due diligence. Build your relationships with clients, you know. Go out to lunch with them, you know, get to know them, you know, see what kind of machines that they'll be willing to rent down the road, you know, see what jobs they got coming up. Next, be smart to beat the competition. You will have to have, you will have a hard time beating your competitors. You got to be smarter than them. Outsmarting them is perhaps one of the only ways that you can make your mark in this industry. Come up with offers that sound fresh and might pull a crowd into your shop so you can start doing a lot more business. You know, have appreciation days, stuff like that. You know, get to know customers. So if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.
Yeah.